Hey everyone. So, in celebration of 500 people following me, 100 followers in the subreddit, and 50 people in my audio chat, which thank you so much for, all of you. It means a ton to me. I figured I would do a celebration Q&A, almost a way to try to give back. So, I asked for your questions last week, and I got a pretty good amount of them actually. And I'm pretty excited, so let's just jump right into it. The first couple of questions come from Ooh Kitten, saying, one, what made me start posting on GWA? So, early this year, it was January, I think, I was with someone, and we were sending audios back and forth, actually, finding scripts from GWA and filling them ourselves and sending them back and forth to each other. I had been listening to audios for years. For a long time, actually. I think it was like 3 or 4 years before then. And I don't know. It's just, while that relationship started to turn down, I started to get more and more into the idea of audios. So I eventually just decided, you know what? I think these are fun, so I'm going to post them. And post them I did. I didn't think anyone would actually notice. Lo and behold, it took off. And I've been doing it ever since. It's been fun. Two. Is it hard to balance life and school and posting regularly on this account? And if so, how do you deal with it? It depends. Some days, it's super easy. Because I don't have much going on. So those days are when I'm able to post, like, 4 script fills. Or write up a new script. Or something like that. But on days where I am really busy, it gets pretty difficult, yeah. And on those days, I actually just take a break from posting for a little bit. Three, do I believe in fate? Yes and no. I believe that certain things can be meant to be, but those actions have to be taken first. You can choose to get rid of something that was meant to be, because I believe in free will. I believe that as long as we go on the path that we want to do, like the path that we truly believe is the right one, then it'll happen. Four, what are some mundane things I find beautiful in everyday life? Now I could say like the sunset or sunrise for that matter, because it is beautiful, but I really like the snow. I just do, I don't know. It's always been nice. That idea of getting snowed in or thunderstormed in, the power's out, and just curling up on the couch, watching some stuff on your phone or playing a board game. I don't know. I've always just liked the idea. I don't really have an excuse for it. I just do. Okay. Next question from BP4HP. What is the most recent thing that made me laugh uncontrollably? So, I play games with my friends. Like, we get into a group, we, like, sit on the couch. It's not online, usually, every once in a while, but it's mainly in person. And we'll all take turns. So we've been playing Dark Souls 3, which I know it's older, but it's still great. And every death, we switch off. But we were fighting this boss, or trying to. Well, it's sort of a boss. It's a room that has a mimic in it, and a mimic is a monster that disguises itself as a chest. So when you open it, it instantly kills you. It's a trap. So in that room, there's also a demon. The way that you're supposed to kill the demon is fighting it, but there's also a secret way that we learned about, where if you hit the mimic, it should attack the demon and kill it for you. And then you can run in and kill the mimic with the little bit of health it has left. It didn't work out that way. The demon instantly killed the mimic and then turned on us. So we booked it out of the room, deciding, all right, we're just going to like snipe at it from the other room with bows. That didn't work either, and instantly killed us too. And we just decided, alright, cool, it's fine, we'll die and we'll regenerate, and we'll respawn, and we'll try to kill it again. No harm, no foul. It didn't work like that. The demon went back to its, like, victory walk. It went back to its area, and then proceeded to glitch, and start to shoot up into the air. It passed through the ceiling, and went further than that, until eventually we got a message saying it was dead. And we got the rewards. So we start cracking up, not sure what happened, and it turns out the demon left the world, and when it leaves the world, it despawns. So it died. And that's a glitch that has been actually pretty well documented. And you can actually see it on YouTube, I think. But it made me laugh. How did I come to decide that I was going to take on the Seven Deadly Sins project? Well, like I said, I listened to audios. So I had listened to the original crossover posted by Ruthie Wren. And it was seven female performers all working together, and it made a really good audio. And it was, I put it in my folder, it's the stuff that I listen to normally. So one day I'm looking at scripts, I'm trying to decide what I want to fill, and I couldn't really think of anything. So I just decided to go through all of them and see what pops out. And I noticed that she posted a male version of the Seven Deadly Sins. Instantly, I was like, okay, I need to do at least a couple of these because I like the audio so much. And I decided originally that I was going to do Sloth, Wrath, Pride, and Lust. And as I'm completing them, I start to realize, okay, these are really fun. Let's do the other three. And it was just one day long marathon recording session. I completed it all in a day. But I decided to do that. It was a ton of fun. I really enjoyed it. And it went over well. Okay, next couple of posts by Tender Crow. What is my favorite thing about creating content here? I think it's honestly the interactions. Like, I get to meet interesting new people. I get to be part of a community that is into the same sort of stuff that I am. And like I said, I'm a fan. So there's really not a downside to the community aspect of it. 2. Do you think it's helped you to explore new sides of yourself you hadn't really considered before, even outside of the NSFW realm of things? Absolutely. Like, completely. It's not just me exploring new sides of myself, it's me working on myself as a person. I've become far more confident than I had ever been. And honestly, I'm just kind of better off than when I started posting. It's a lot of fun. 3. Favorite audio of mine. Do I have a hard time listening back on my own stuff, or am I usually pretty pleased with most of it? I think it's a tie. Honestly, some of my favorites are Mightier Than the Sword, which is that friend's little sister. There is Sloth, which is my favorite of the Seven Deadly Sins to this day. And then out of the stuff that I've written, I'd say it's probably Vampire Part 2. It was just a lot of fun to do. And I have to listen back to my own stuff to edit it. I have to listen every once in a while just to make sure that, like, nothing's super wrong with it. So I don't really have a hard time listening to it. Honestly, it's not terrible, I don't think. But I'm able to get through it. It's just kind of weird hearing my own voice like that. 4. What was it like when I recorded my first audio? Terrifying. I had no clue if anyone was actually going to listen, if people would hate my voice, if it would just go well at all. And I did it, and it really worked well. I'm happy with it. And I've been happy with it since. 5. How are you? I'm alright. Yeah, I'm not bad. I'm pretty busy recently. But not terrible. Next questions from Where's My White Wine? Would I ever do more fantasy-style audios, such as playing the role of an elven character? Yeah, definitely. It's just the matter of actually finding scripts for it. I'm kind of busy writing my own scripts with the Creatures of the Night series, and I don't have time to, like, start a whole other thing. Except if I was able to find a really good script and I had time, then yeah, I'd definitely consider it at some point in the future. Question number 2. Would I ever play a more submissive male role? That's a bit harder. It's definitely not something I'm into. I'm not a sub, and it doesn't really appeal to me. There's only 3 ways that I would consider it, I think. If one, just one night I was like, you know what, let's try it. Just random, let's go for it, why not? Then I would do it. If 2, enough people went, hey, we really want this from you and we don't want anything else, then I would consider it. And then three, if someone I was like really close with was like, hey, this is what we want, then maybe. But like I said, it's not something I'm into. So I'm going to give that a really low possibility for now. Next couple from Clear Gloss. One, what are my pet peeves? Huh. I don't have too many, honestly. But I think one of them would be people that like want to lecture you and don't understand that you understand what they're saying. So if you ask a question, they start all over with the explanation, not getting, hey, I just wanted clarification on this one thing. Two, what shows have I been watching recently? I've been watching The Mandalorian. It's really good. I've been doing Rick and Morty, the new season, which is a lot of fun so far. I've been rewatching Community, which was a sitcom on NBC that's a bit less known, and one of my favorite shows of all time. And I've been rewatching Ash vs. Evil Dead. Three, any goals for the new year? Not yet. I don't really have any resolutions. I don't know. Next year, I definitely want to finish out that Creatures of the Night series. I want to get a jump on that better. But I don't really have any like big goals. Next question from Princess Zephyrus. If I'm in a relationship, what does my significant other think about what I do? Am I single? It's complicated. I've been talking to someone really special, and I really like her a lot. And I think I know where it's going to go. We're not putting labels on it, but I think I know how it's going to play out. But you can never really be sure. But she's really great, and I've been talking to her for a while now. And she does know about this, and she thinks it's pretty cool. She'd never want to stop me from doing my own personal hobbies. At least in her words. Alright, next question's from If You're Special. Do I like to cook? Yes, I do. Cooking's a lot of fun. I've been like experimenting with it for a long time now, and I'm actually not bad at it. Could I live without the internet? No. Just flat no. I love the internet. Most memorable birthday? Huh. I'd say it's probably this one, actually. It was really nice. I went out to dinner with my family, and we just had a really great time. Got to reconnect with some people. I just really enjoyed it. What's on my bucket list? I've never really thought about it. I know that's surprising, but like, I don't know. I don't have a bucket list. Not yet, anyways. What's something you know so much about that you could basically teach me? I would say video games, but that might be too nerdy. So I'm gonna say... Actually, yeah, I probably will say video games. I grew up with them, and it's just part of my childhood and something I've stuck with ever since. What is my favorite thing to do / hobby? Well, if I have to pick a hobby, I would say it's recording. Because I don't really have any other hobbies. Like, my main one is doing this. And it's a lot of fun. Do I have any pets? Yes, I have one dog. She is about 9, and she's a mutt, but she's great. A bit energetic, and you might be able to hear her bark in some of my audios. Coffee or tea? Tea. I don't actually really like coffee. Cats or dogs or something different? Dogs. I am allergic to cats, so I kind of have a default answer. What's the best thing that happened this week? I got to give a really great gift to someone that I really cared about. something that I'd worked hard on for a while, and I don't know. I was just really excited to give it to her. What's the most useful thing I own? Well, probably my phone. I kind of live with this thing. You can use it to text and call and whatever, but you know how a phone works. It's just the useful thing that I couldn't live without. What's something stupid that I'm grateful for? I think it's my sarcasm, which gets me into trouble sometimes, but I don't know where I'd be without it. If I could have lunch with one person, anyone dead or alive, who would it be? I would think maybe, I almost want to say Abe Lincoln, just because, like, that's the answer everyone picks. But I think I want to talk to the guy who made the first, like, comic. I don't know who it was, but, like, the first, not, like, the guy who made Superman, not the guy who made Batman or Spider-Man or anything like that. But the person who made the very first comic and be, hey, did you know that this would become this? Did you know it would become such a big thing? If I could only eat one food for the rest of my life, nutrition doesn't matter, what food would it be? Sushi. Sushi is my favorite food, and just any kind, except for the ones that have cheese or egg in them. I don't know, I just don't think they mix well. But sushi, without a doubt. Am I a clean or a messy person? I'm very messy. Like, okay, hold on. My room isn't like a pigsty, but I have a system. And I, like, it's not spotless. What's one thing that I like to do that other people would probably think is weird? I guess sing and act. Like, I've been in musicals since I was a little kid, and some people just think that's strange, but I've always loved to do it. Describe myself in 5 words. I would say the spawn of Satan himself, but that's probably not a good one. But I wouldn't really know. I'd have to, like, have people try to describe me and then take what I think it is. What is the most useless thing that I own? Okay. So it's like a memento almost. I have this little plastic yellow ring thing. Like, you could wear it around your wrist, but it's a memento from my time working at a summer camp. It's just something that I took home and I've had since. It doesn't actually do anything. It's just kind of there, and it reminds me of stuff. What is my silliest fear? Sharks? Like, I know that they're not going to do anything to me. And I know I don't live by an ocean, but also I'm not gonna risk it because, like, they creepy. What fictional character is most like you? I'd want to say Robin from the Teen Titans, but that's also probably not accurate. And I'd want to say, like, you know, yeah, I'm allowed to indulge myself. I'm going to say Robin from the Teen Titans. Or, like, really awkward version of Peter Parker. If I had to pick two. What's one thing that people would never know just by looking at you? It's probably that I can sing. Like, I have sung for people like through school situations and stuff like that, and every single time they look at me and they're like, "You don't seem like someone who could." Favorite thing about being a guy? I would say it's probably the lack of having a period. That doesn't seem fun. Yeah, it really doesn't. Best ice cream. Okay, so Ben and Jerry's makes this ice cream called the Tonight Dough, and it's a mix of chocolate and caramel ice cream, and then it has bits of cookie dough, peanut butter cookie dough, and brownies in it, and it's amazing. Best ice cream topping. Hot fudge. What's my idea of heaven? Somewhere where I have unlimited time to do anything I ever wanted to. Where I'm surrounded by people that I love and care about, and surrounded by my friends, and just, yeah. Somewhere where I have unlimited time to spend time with all of them, and time to be alone and just relax. Best sound in the world. I think it's the sound of like raindrops dropping onto a window, like on the rooftop. It's just calming. And I really like it. What could I spend all day talking about? Literally anything nerdy. So comics, video games, movies, TV. Even music, like I could just spend all day talking about that. GWA. Best thing about it. I had mentioned this, but it's really the interaction with people. The worst thing about it. Gonna speak as a listener. It's kind of difficult to search by tag if you don't know what tag you're looking for. And like building up a collection of audios you want to listen to when the old stuff is kind of rough. How did I join it? I joined it this January when I was trying to, I don't know, branch out. And how did I discover it? Huh. I think it's the same thing as everyone, really. I've always been into voices, always liked a good moan. And then one day I was looking up like that sort of thing. I was looking up not safe for work vocal stuff like audios. And lo and behold, Gone Wild Audio popped up. I browsed it for about a day, actually, like just a day straight, because I had nothing to do. It was during the summer at the time. And I just fell in love immediately. And I haven't looked back since. What would happen if someone close found your account? So, a couple people actually know about my account, like people that I really trust. Like, really close friends know about it. And they're cool with it. I kind of get made fun of sometimes. But, like, it's all in good fun. But, like, if someone that I didn't want to know found out about it, then it would probably be a bit awkward. Anything awkward happen that relates to GWA? Not, well, once. Someone had known that I had an account. Because I had talked to her about it and she was a friend of mine. And she finds me one day and texts me a picture of it. And I was like, oh God, okay, don't listen to that. Like, please, because we're friends. And she reassures me she's not going to listen to it and all that stuff. But for that second, I was really worried because she did find me. Personal. What color is your hair? Black. How tall or short am I? I am 5'10". Why is there always clicking and phone notifications in the back of your audios? Okay. I have my phone on vibrate because I don't want it to be like really loud, but I need it on for work stuff and for talking to people. And with the clicking, that's because when I switch back and forth from the script, when I have to scroll down to the Audacity, it makes a clicking sound on my mouse. And I can't really control that. I'll try to keep it more silent in the future, though, if I'm able to. How old am I? Why not? I'm 19. How did I discover sushi? First encounter. Okay. When I was a little kid, my dad really loved sushi. And he showed it to me, and I tried it. And he showed it to me, like, as a joke. Because it was just a raw baby octopus. And he tells me, he's like, listen, you're not going to eat this. Just look at it. And I take it, and I bite it, and I love it. And he's surprised, and I'm surprised, because I didn't expect to actually enjoy it. But right then and there, I fell in love with sushi. Most attractive thing you've ever seen a human do? This one's kind of recent. But whenever I say something flirty or inappropriate, she'll like get all embarrassed for a second and say my name like in this really sing-songy way because she's a little bit embarrassed and shy about it. And it's just adorable. Weirdest thing that has ever been sent to me in a flirty way, or said to me in a flirty way. I once got told by someone that I was the kind of person that she would cheat on her boyfriend with. Like, first message. Just, hi, nice to meet you. You're the kind of guy that I would cheat on my boyfriend with. What do you think? And it was just kind of awkward. How am I on a scale of 1, bad, to 10, great? I'm like a 6. I'm alright. Just kind of busy and like a little bit stressed out recently, but it's fine. And I'm getting better. I'll be better when the semester ends. Favorite thing about writing scripts? I think it's the control. Like, I'm able to choose what tags I want to use. I'm able to choose the content. I'm able to be like, hey, I want to be called this, I want to say this, and I'm uncomfortable with saying this, so I don't have to put it in. It's just complete control over the stuff that I'm going to be saying and posting, and I can make sure it's something that I enjoy personally. Worst thing about writing scripts, it's a lot of effort. I vastly underestimated the amount of work it would take to make an actual working script, and I don't know. I feel like I've gotten a bit better at it now. It's just, it started off pretty rough. How easily do I get hard? It depends on the person. And that's all I'm going to say about it. But it just depends on the person. Why is dark green my favorite color? Final question. I don't know. It just always has been. I grew up going to a summer camp that was in the middle of the woods. And I don't know. I just always like the trees and the greens. I just like the color. Always have. So that wraps up all the questions. Thank you for listening. And thank you for subscribing. And I don't know. Supporting me. I've loved doing this ever since I started. And I'm going to keep loving it. I'm just really happy here. And even though I don't post as much as I could, or as much as I really should sometimes, I won't stop. I don't know. Thank you all for always supporting me. Thank you for 500 followers, and 100 people on my Reddit, and 50 people in my audio chat. Oh, and by the way, if you don't know about the audio chat, it's where I post all of my updates. It's where I really try to connect with, I don't know, the people that listen to me. And it's a lot of fun. And I hope you check it out if you haven't already. Thank you. But yeah, just real quick before I go. I just want to say thank you one more time for sticking with me. I know I disappeared, went MIA for about a month, and I expected to come back to no one. But I came back to all of you. And I don't know. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a fan. Thanks for sticking by me, and maybe I'll do this thing again sooner than later. Have a great night, and happy listening.